The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
So underrated.
Radio X. Welcome to the Evening Show podcast. I'm Gordon Smart, and producer Vin is back from his 1 week long sabbatical.
Oh yeah, I was off, wasn't I?
You were off last week, weren't you? You had a lovely night out, I think.
I did, yeah. Oh, mate, yeah. I went to see Villagers. I did some crying.
Oh, I saw some very emotional messages.
Yeah. It's an emotional night.
He's an emotional man, isn't he?
He is.
Well, Vin, you've come back to another emotional week on the Evening Show podcast as well. We had a beautiful classic album this week, Fat of the Land from The Prodigy, in sad circumstances, but a lovely reminder of the talent that Keith Flint was.
Totally. Obviously, it's a horrible situation to be in. Yeah. You know, the reason that we chose it was for sad news. But you hear people's memories and people's stories about seeing the band, about listening to that album. And like we always say, like, there's one thing in these awful situations is that you're going to be remembered for your music, for your legacy, and you will never be forgotten.
It's incredible to see the spectrum of people who posted messages and eulogies about him. Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, go and check that one out.
Yeah.
And I never thought I'd be saying this in the podcast, but James Blunt as well.
Yeah, his story was fantastic, wasn't
it? Fantastic. So go and look them all up. It's well worth an afternoon's reading. So Fat of the Land was our classic album from 1997. Sam Fender was on the show as well, who is turning out to be one of the best guests we've ever had.
He is good fun. He's good crack. And that song, his new single, is amazing. Hypersonic Missiles.
Hypersonic Missiles. I nearly called it Hypodermic Needles there. That's a completely different song. He is brilliant, Sam Fender. Great crack. And doing brilliantly in America as well. It's really happening. And Bears Den, who we love, two great lads, Kev and Davey, came in for a bit. A lot of hairy men in the studio that day.
That's right.
It was like a beard off between the four of us. But they're a brilliant band, write beautiful music as well. All the other nonsense chucked in as well, so I hope you enjoy the Evening Show podcast.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
I'm Gordon Smart, this is the Evening Show on Radio X. It's Monday night, can you believe it? But we're being cheery on a Monday night because Bears Den are here. Kev and Davey, welcome aboard, lads.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Slightly disappointed about that because I thought Davey was going to go, all right, Gordon, for years, honestly, Jen, and you've probably had this conversation a million times, Davey, right? But I thought Bears Den was a band named after the poshest part of Glasgow.
We hear that a lot, yeah. But it's not really, it's kind of a happy accident that happened, but my family are from Scotland, so there is there's something weird going on there.
Oh, you're one of us. You're going to be looked after today, Davey. So first off, how are you, lads? Because it's been 3 years since you had an album out and the wheels are in motion again.
Yeah, it's we're just getting our heads back into it. It's kind of exciting. You know, I think as soon as music comes out, it gets really exciting. It sort of stops being something in our head and something that, you know, is real. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 3 years, that's the longest it's taken for an album. Any particular reason for that? Is it because you're becoming more meticulous, or is it just how long it took?
I think with the first two albums, I think we just didn't stop, really. We did like 5 years of touring and it was amazing, and we did so many things that we never thought we'd do, and we never really stopped to think about it because we were like, if we stop, it's all going to go away kind of thing. And we just kept going, and it was incredible. And I don't know, I think we just decided it was time to just go, let's think about this one a little bit more and just try and do something, I don't know, challenge ourselves a bit in a different way. So
we've got the new song to play in just a second, which got its premiere last night on Maz's show. Maz from Communion Records, who you know very well. Now, he is Radio X's very own deviant and we love him dearly. But the fact that he got that as a world exclusive from you both suggests you have so much dirt on that man that he has to get the song first and not this show. You have travelled from Austin to Boston with that man. You know what underwear he wears. Would you tell us a story about Maz that I can use in the future as some kind of weaponry against him?
Doesn't wear underwear, that's rule number one in the Maz's household.
I'm going to play this song in the Evening Show for the first time. Get your ears around this, turn it up really loud. It's beautiful as ever from Bears Den. This is Laurel Wreath.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
How beautiful is that? Bears Den and Laurel Wreath on Radio X. It's a real tongue twister, that, as well, isn't it? As I just found out.
It is, yeah.
Beautiful song. Thanks, lads. I really appreciate it. I've got Kev, I've got Davey here. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about Maz from Communion in a second, but there's an interesting connection here. There's a great documentary you boys were in, Austin to Boston, which featured all your mates, basically, on tour across America, having a great carry-on. The first thing I really want to know is, do you think you get to do that again?
We would love to do it again.
Yeah.
We talk about it all the time.
Yeah. There's actually a group that Maz isn't on that we talk about regularly.
It's amazing to see how everyone's done from that. Like Nathaniel Rateliff's gone on to do brilliantly as well. Yeah. If you could do it again, right, and you've got the tour bus, you two are in charge of booking who goes with you, who would you like to take? You don't have to select Communion artists as well. You can take anybody you like. Who would go on the bus with you?
Oh, I mean, we were talking recently about Sam Fender, and could we toured with him a little bit last year. He's such a lovely dude, and so amazing at singing, so he'd be fun to go do that with.
He's a rascal as well, Kev, isn't he?
He is a rascal, yeah.
Now, we've got to talk about Mumford's as well, because they've been in quite a few times in the last little while. They've sullied the studio with dark tales of indiscretion and bad behaviour. So again, I'm going to have to ask you, you went to school, now, Kev, did you go to school with Ben, is that right?
I didn't go to school with him, no, but I met him, I don't know, 12 years ago or something now, and we were briefly in a band. That's how I met Maz, actually, originally. Right. Yeah. Maz, I think TM was the tour manager for that band.
No, it was a pop band, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, sort of, yeah. Yeah. I feel like this is going somewhere.
Well, in front of me right now, I've got a selection of tracks.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Do you know what? Really disappointingly, Davey, I don't have those tracks, but it's just interesting to watch Kev's reaction.
Thank God.
I was going to use it as some form of on-air blackmail. Like, you can play this song, or you can tell us another story about Mumford & Sons. But
I'm very careful about not mentioning that band to anybody. Because
we tried so hard to find the music and failed. So what kind of material were you doing, and what were the band called?
Well, I won't say the name of the band, because then you might be... But it was kind of like... It was when, like... I'm just trying to think of... It was just a sort of poppy rock band.
Yeah.
They were brilliant. He's not selling it. They were bloody brilliant. Really good. They were so good.
Davey, have you seen them perform? Have you?
Yeah, that's why we worked together.
Did they have any merch?
I don't think you did. I wish you did.
We did, actually. I think we, like covered T-shirts with, like, pink paint and stuff. It was all... Yeah, it was a very DIY band.
Kev, it was a different time, Kev.
It was.
Right, like, we've talked about some of the beautiful things you've done, like the road trip, for instance, but we like to offer some encouragement to bands who might have had a stinker recently, right, or thinking about packing it in because it hadn't gone well. Can you offer some encouragement with your worst gig, a story about where it's gone horribly wrong?
Oh, that's... There are fair things to choose from. There's the gig we played where nobody turned up.
Oh, yeah.
At all?
In Ullapool.
The promoter didn't turn up.
Yeah.
That's when you got really worried. It's like the venue wasn't there.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the bar staff all went outside to smoke cigarettes as well, so there was literally no one in the venue. No. So we ended up just playing games and mucking about. That was pretty you know, pretty sad at the time.
That wasn't good.
Dave, have you got one that you can share with us?
I'm trying to think of them, but I've only got one in my head and it's too bad for radio.
No, you've got to do it now. You can't tease us with that. You've got time to edit it in your head if you like.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that really fast.
How can we put this politely? Well, there's a part in the show sometimes, if we're feeling confident, where we go and perform in the crowd. And let's just say that our Joey, who used to be in the band, had an issue.
He realised pretty early on in the set that he had a problem that he needed to do something about.
Do you know what, lads? I think something might have just registered in my head that this may be a Bear's Den issue. Is this about bathrooms?
It's bathroom related.
Yeah, because when again, as I mentioned, we know Mass quite well. He said, make sure you give the lads at least 3 minutes per link, because and I've been trying to work out what it's all about. So is it safe to say you have sensitive stomachs?
You know, touring, it takes its toll on occasions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in that particular story, we normally go out into the crowd and play and sing a song, and it's like a sort of touching, intimate moment. Mm. But Joey...
They had a different type of touching and intimate moment.
Davey, Kev, does it get any more touching and intimate than that?
Radio X. Gordon Smart. Radio X.
I've got a very special guest this evening. The last time he came on, we heard everything about his bad behaviour with his friends in Newcastle. So before we start, Sam Fender, how are Jack Matheson and Jimmy Lane?
They're good, aye. Jimmy's on holiday. He's gone on a skiing holiday, right? But he's done his neighing. So he kind of can't skiing. So he's just sat at the bar drinking lagers while they're all skiing. Yeah. He's daft, man. He's done his knee in 3 times. He did it in playing football, and then he got told to look after it and heal, and he didn't heal, and then he went down on the fish key, started doing wheelies on someone's mountain bike, came off that, done it in again, And then he's done it in the other day playing five aside. I don't know what he did, but he's daft.
I love it. Jimmy Ling's, he's not gone on a skiing holiday. He's gone on a drinking holiday, hasn't he, Sam?
He's gone on a drinking holiday. And Jack's he's cracking. He's just lifting weights all the time. He's an absolute machine.
So catch us up then, since we last saw you, Sam. You've been a busy boy. I think last week you played Electric in Brixton, which is probably the biggest show you've done so far. How's it all been going since we last saw you?
Manic, man. I did that, and then I came in now. You called us, and I was just having a little nap because it's just been so manic. So I came in for a 20-minute nap. But we've just been doing loads of photos up in Newcastle, trying to get things, get the artwork done. But it's an absolute nightmare because it's proper cold. and you can't be getting your photos done in massive coats. You know what I mean? Because that's not rock and roll. You can't get a front cover of you in a full blown like. Patagonia.
I don't know. You're from the northeast, mate. You're allowed to wear big jackets.
But I'm not going to wear like full North Face jackets. I can't be doing that. I mean, so I've been trying to do it in a t-shirt and that.
Thanks very much for doing the Instagram stuff for us at the British, by the way. We really appreciate that. How was your night? Did you behave yourself? What time did you go to your bed?
3:30 in the morning. That's all right, isn't it?
That's not too bad, is it?
I thought I was kind of chewing someone's lugs off at about 3:00 in the morning, and Lewis Capaldi was. Came and chewed me lugs off for a bit as well.
He does that, doesn't he?
He was like getting right in my... Yeah, I probably can't say what you were saying in the air on radio.
He's a great lad.
He was in right in my ear and he was just going... He was saying something like... He's like, we're real, man. Me and you are real. And that's just like... he was effing and jeffing a lot more than that, like. But I getting right in my ear and just be like, everyone here, bunch of posers, man. Where are you? Right. Something along those lines.
That's fantastic. Now listen, Sam, all afternoon I've been listening to your new song, which is absolutely amazing. It's called Hypersonic Missiles. Yeah. What I can't think of an artist who's had such a strong start with the songs they've released. Play God, amazing. That Sound, amazing. Dead Boys. But this, it's quite early to drop a massive tune like that. I mean, you're not thinking about keeping that tucked away for a year's time or something. It's amazing.
But thank you very that's massive. Thank you very much. No.
Get out of there.
That's a short answer. It's got to come out. It sets the tone for my album.
Yeah.
And we're coming towards the album now, so I want to get it out, and I want people to get used to it because it's a different sound. I think it's a kind of a slight. It's not a different direction, but it's an extension. In a progression forward, I think it's a step forward,
yeah.
And it's a step up as well, I think, because it's a bigger arrangement and there's more instruments on, I want people to kind of have it and live with it, so that when the album comes, because there's quite a few things on the album which are quite, you know, there's a lot of different flavors and genres. I think for a debut album, it's very classic in the sense that it doesn't sort of stick to one thing. It's got lots of different. Yeah. Spices.
Yeah, musically it's really big, but lyrically, Sam, you know, for a young man, I think you've written some really, really touching, really compelling words there. You know, what is the process for you writing the words part of it? You know, do you write, what comes first, the music or the words? Because I just, honestly, it spoke to me in so many different ways, and you sing America in a Geordie accent, which is lovely.
A lot of the time, my lyrics come first. I write just sort of reams of poetry and stuff like that, and then I'll write a melody around that, because I started doing that because I always feel like if I write the melody, the lyrics will suffer, because I'll end up having to shoehorn lyrics into a certain melody. So I figured that I'm best off just writing my lyrics and then having to shoehorn a melody into them.
But
that's what with Hypersonic Missiles, I read the paper that day, and that was the caption, and that was the line in the paper. It was Hypersonic Missiles, and just the fact that that was a bit of jargon in the world that I lived in was kind of terrifying and really exciting at the same time. And that's kind of what it ended up centered around, this sort of character who's a complete and utter tinfoil hatter, who, you know, who loosely based on myself.
Ah, super. First time on Radio X is absolutely outstanding. This deserves to be turned up incredibly loud. This is a little glimpse into the future, I think, of Sam Fender playing huge, huge venues. So here we go. First time on Radio X. This is Hypersonic Missiles from the mighty Sam Fender.
watch kids hop balloons in the parking lot. The gold notches. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
That was Hypersonic Missiles, the new one from Sam Fender. It's absolutely huge. The first time you've heard that on Radio X. And I believe, Sam, you're off to America to treat them to a little bit of Geordie magic.
Yes, we are. We are. We're off to the States very, very soon.
Can you tell me any more about it? Is it just a flying visit, or are you off there to go and dazzle some very important people?
We're going off to play a few gigs, and we're going off to do a bit of South By. We're going off to do... I think I'm allowed to say this. I think it's on the website. We're doing Jimmy Kimmel as well, so that'll be good.
It's just all the important Jimmys in your life, eh?
All the Jimmys. I've got Jimmy Lane, Jimmy Kimmel.
So what does it feel like then, right, when you're about to go on board an aeroplane to fly across to America and follow in the footsteps of some fine great British artists? Are you excited about it? You must be.
Oh, God, man, it's amazing. Well, it's just mad, isn't it? It's just mad. I mean, like, I've been to Texas once and I loved it over there, and then I'm glad we're going back to Austin, and I've been to LA once and I did that over Christmas to do the Play of God video. So like, I'm just dying to get back out there, because honestly there's some proper weird and wonderful characters that I want to help again. It's a blessing, man. You get to travel all over the place with this job, and like, you know, I can't stress enough how lucky I am. I'm just going to take it all in. I'm not going to expect anything of it. I'm just going to go out there. I'm going to do my job. I'm going to keep the ball on the deck and just try to just do the best I possibly can. And,
excellent. You know. Right, more from Sam Fender in just a second. You stick around a wee bit longer, Sam.
Bye, aye.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
I'm Gordon Smart and this is The Evening Show, and tonight there was only one choice for us really when it came to classic albums, The Prodigy, Fat of the Land from 1997. We've had so many messages this evening about Keith Flint, who sadly passed away today, but as we always say in these circumstances, the best way to remember is with their brilliant contribution in music. Some beautiful stuff sitting in. Lee Brooks sent me this message. He says, my memories of this album being released when I was 16, they will live with me forever. Listening on headphones at full volume and being completely blown away, a true classic in every sense. It's absolutely brilliant. It's timeless, he says. And I couldn't agree more. It reminds me of 1997, around this time, in the summer, I was learning to drive, right? So I bought that album, Fat of the Land, and I remember playing it in the car when I passed my test at full volume. And at the weekend, I saw my friend I used to drive around with, Franco, who is a character, and just the mention of Diesel Power and Firestar makes me think of Keith Flint straight away. What a brilliant, brilliant album it was. So it's nearly 22 years old. 30th of June 1997 it came out. Most of the album, of course, written by Liam Howlett, but it was the first Prodigy album to include contributions from Keith Flint. He sings on Feel My Fire, Serial Thriller, Firestarter, and of course, Breathe. It sold over 10 million copies. How about that? First time the band's name was shortened to just Prodigy. Went to number one in the UK, massive in the US as well. Went to number one, platinum twice as well, which is a huge achievement. And how about this? Nominated for the 1997 Mercury Prize. It's a full-on album, hugely important to the rave and dance scene, crossed over into the mainstream as well, and Keith Flint brought the elements of punk to that album. Unmistakable look about him, but also in the delivery and the presence he had on stage. Here's something I wanted to share with you, actually. Keith Flint, this is beautiful, from Kathy Burke. He did what all music stars are meant to do. He frightened your mums and dads. So here's the thing again, around the same sort of time, I saw them play at Tea in the Park, they headlined, and Keith Flint came bowling onto stage in a zorb, just rattled on stage. It was absolutely incredible. And then after that, the bass, as I said earlier on to Johnny Vaughan, just shook my right to my core. It was unbelievable. But anyway, don't just believe me about it. Here's Liam Howlett from Prodigy telling us all about Keith Flint and the magic he brought to the band. Right, I remember in the 90s, I can't remember at which point it was a bit of a blur, but I remember Keith bowling on stage in a zorb. That's how he made his arrival.
Yeah.
Do you still come up with ideas like that?
That was, I must say, that was before they were called Zorbs, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah.
Keith was like, he'd just come with an idea, but he wouldn't like tell management or tell everyone sort it. He'd go out and sort it. Do you know what I mean? Everything we've ever done, we've sorted out for ourselves. No stylist, none of that nonsense. Yeah. I mean, I remember driving through Camden. This was on the way to doing Firestar. He was like, "Start the car." And he saw the Stars and Stripes jumper in a shop, and he's like, "I'm having that. Put it on, straight to the video." I don't know where he got this stuff from. He's, you know, his head is full of ideas. He's a creative guy.
That was Liam Howlett from Prodigy talking to us just before they headlined Victorious Festival in Portsmouth last year on the Sunday night, and it was a remarkable performance. So tonight's classic album, Fat of the Land from the Prodigy, that was June 1997, 22 years ago. I've got two songs for you. I've got Firestarter in a second and Breathe right now. And in the interim, when you're enjoying this music, please send me your memories of Keith Flint, RIP, 83936 and at Radio X. Here we go. This is Breathe.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week. X. Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. The Evening Show, classic album of the week. X.
So many happy and messy memories flooding back as we played that classic album tonight for Keith Flint, The Fat of the Land, 1997. That was June 97, 22 years ago. You just heard Firestarter, first single from that album, and it was another number one. And it was the first time Keith Flint was presented as the band's frontman, and what a frontman he was. Included a sample of The Breeders. Before that, I played You Breathe. That was the second single, went straight to number one as well, and samples in there from Thin Lizzy and Wu-Tang Clan. Just talking to producer Vin, we would love to hear the stems of that song to work out where everything came from. Absolutely incredible stuff. Now, some lovely stories are flying around today about Keith Flint, who sadly passed away. And I think we've got to remember the music, but also some of the great stories about him. A guy called Steve Anglesey, who's a journalist, tells the story. He said, Keith Flint kept a swear box above the fire in the pub he used to own in Essex. It was called the Leather Bottle. Whenever he put the logs and kindling in, and someone piped up with the obvious joke, he'd point to it and charge them a quid. Absolutely brilliant from Steve Anglesey. A cracking story. Loads of messages from you tonight as well. How about this? Paul in Chesterfield. Gordon, went to see the Prodigy in the early 90s in Manchester. Needless to say, they were awesome. The band supporting were the Foo Fighters. What a night. Was then lucky enough to see them again at V97, and I think the power blew. Keith had a bit of an altercation with the security staff, which made the night even better. RIP, you wonderful, crazy, amazing, talented guy. Cheers, Paul. Thanks for that. Neil Renton, Sonny Lee, says, Gordon, devastating news about Keith. When people say the 90s was all Britpop, they clearly hadn't heard or seen The Prodigy. They pushed boundaries, set standards in music that have rarely been matched. We lost one of the greatest people to front a band, and the music scene is going to be duller without him. R.I.P. Well said, Rents. Scott Davis, I remember stealing the CD from my sister's room when everyone was out when I was 14. Blew my mind, and nearly my dad's speakers as well. Nice one, Scott. And how about this to finish things off? Went to Brussels 2 months ago just to see them for the first time. The last song was Now We Live Forever. Absolutely perfect. Thank you very much for all those messages. And there are plenty more coming in. Keep them coming. 83936 and at Radio X.
Radio X. Gordon Smart. Radio X.
Where's Denner here, Kev, and Davey right now. So you're looking ahead to the year, lads. One thing I wanted to ask you, actually, very quickly before you go. See, when you've got new music, are there a sort of certain group of people you play it to first? Who's the first person that gets to hear it? I mean, obviously, you've got each other who know what you've done, but is there somebody out with who you sit and then watch studiously as they listen to it?
I mean, yeah, I mean, girlfriend, wife, you know, that's the first port of call, isn't it? And it's,
Are they completely honest with you?
I think, yeah, I think now. I think because you go through the whole process as well, don't you? Like, from whatever it is, a terrible iPhone memo to like then being a demo to then being, and so it's cool going on that journey with other people because it's quite, you know, you have to just sort of blindly believe that there is something worth pursuing in the most random idea in the world. It's cool. It's definitely cool, that stuff.
Oh, it's exciting. Can't wait to hear the album, lads. I hope you can share it with me. Can't wait to see you on tour as well. Looking forward to hearing it live, and all the very best with the new album.
Thanks so much for having us.
Excellent. Davey and Kev from Bear's Den. Hopefully they'll be visiting us soon with more tales bad behaviour on the road and toilet stories.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. Radio X.
Right, Kings of Leon, they have been conspicuous by their absence, haven't they, recently, which suggests to me they've been busy boys in the studio writing new music, and there's plenty more to tell you about in just a second. Before I do, I'd just like to remind you of their last visit when they came in to see us. Like rock stars from Tennessee, of course they came in wearing shades. Of course they came in with a hangover. And they did share one of the best stories I've heard for a long time. But it does come with a bit of a warning. This is a Slash Gordon. It's a bathroom story. It's normally a rock and roll anecdote. But the Fallowell clan took it in a bit of a, what I'm going to call, a redneck American direction, shall we say. Here is Kings of Leon with their Slash Gordon.
not anyone famous, but my uncle, Matt's dad, actually sang like in this big church choir, like the world we lived before we became this. And like, it was a huge honor to be invited to this choir and sing. And so my uncle was one of the featured vocalists, and which was a huge deal for him. The other featured vocalists, they sang together. So fast forward to 20 years later, we're at a church function. You know, I'm in the urinal sitting there, and then this guy walks in and stands right beside me. I know who he is, but I'm like, you know, whatever. He looks over at me, looks down, looks back up and says, Cameron Folliwell. I said, excuse me? He said, you must be related to Cameron Folliwell. And that was Matthew's dad. And I was like, yes, he's my uncle. Like, let me get the hell out of here. Like, this is the weirdest situation I've ever been in my life.
I've got so many questions I want to ask about this.
I was going to say, did Matthew just find out something about his dad?
I just think we resemble each other.
We resemble each other. It's been a while since I've heard that story. It's just shocked me all over again. That was Caleb Folliwell telling a massively inappropriate story with Nathan as well. Now, here we go. Kings of Leon, they're playing a huge outdoor show this summer. Headlining Fusion Presents, it's in Liverpool Sefton Parks on the 30th of August, which I think is the bank holiday weekend. What a lineup as well. Franz Ferdinand are on there, Liverpool legends Echo and the Bunnymen. Imagine seeing them on home soil in Liverpool. Plus local lads Circa Waves, who we think are ace, and our man Sam Fender all on the bill. Remember, that's Sefton Park, 30th of August. Tickets go on sale 9 a.m. this Friday. That sounds like it's going to be a brilliant, brilliant little festival with Kings of Leon at the top of the bill.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Sam, I believe you are now playing with Kings of Leon at this huge Fusion Presents show in Liverpool, Sefton Park.
Yes.
That's some lineup, Sam, right? You're beginning to see your name on these posters beside some huge, huge acts. Echo and the Bunnymen are playing, Circa Waves, Franz Ferdinand, and of course Kings of Leon headlining. It must be great seeing your name up beside all of them.
It's kind of mad because I remember that I went and saw them when I was 17 in the Stadium of Light.
Yes.
And I remember just losing my voice from screaming all the tunes. And then I think my girlfriend at the time was like, bless her, she was like 5 stone, like wet through, like. And there was just like, we were right at the front, and four kicks like started, and the whole thing just went absolutely ballistic. Ended up having to like hoyer over the barrier. Mental. She was like, get us out.
Yeah.
Threw it over the top, and I got completely lost in it. So it's going to be nice to be on the other side of the fence for that one.
And while I've got you, I've got to give you the Chinese burn and the monkey rub and find out if there's any other festival stuff you can give a wee window into. Any other little secrets?
I don't, you know what it is? I have no idea what I'm allowed to say. So, and I'm sat in my gaff in my manager, and no one's here, so I can't. I'm not going to disclose anything top secret.
No, but on that subject then, who's the first person you ring and tell when something exciting happens?
I don't ring my mum, I know that for sure, because she's the most underwhelming person. So I rang my mum and told her about the Brits, and she went, oh, that's nice, son. It's Matty's birthday, so remember to call your cousin Matty. And I was just like, all right, cheers. I mean, it keeps you grounded.
It does.
Like.
It does. Well, listen, Sam, the new song, Hypersonic Missiles, is honestly, mate, it's weapons grade, properly weapons grade, isn't it? In every sense of the word. Well done, mate. Proud of you.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Cannot wait to tie one on with you soon.
Oh, mate. I wanted to reach over there and grab me cop my dog. Just in the corner of the room.
I'm
scared that if I can over there, the connection's going to go. So let you know. It's our there.
Listen, Sam, take care. All the best. Safe travels.
Cheers, going.
Take care. There he is, the wonderful Sam Fender. What a tune that is as well. Hypersonic Missiles. I think you're going to be hearing an awful lot of that on the radio.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Hey, it's George Godfrey here. I was sitting in for Gordon on Thursday's evening show this week because you might have seen it was the Global Awards. We caught up with some of the winners and very special guests down on the blue carpet, and here is what went down.
The Global Awards 2019.
With very.co.uk.
Radio X.
So tonight, I am looking after the evening show because Gordon Smart and a few other of our friends from Radio X are down at the Global Awards. Dan O'Connell's joining us on the line now to let us know what's going down. How's it going, mate?
I'm all right, George. How are you, matey?
I'm very, very well. What's the atmosphere down there?
Well, it's kicked off. It's kicked off about 40 minutes ago, 7:30. Everyone's in. We've already had the first few performances of the night and the first few awards. So it's all very exciting
yeah.
at this point. Now, I was on the blue carpet earlier on. As Blossoms arrived, and I wanted to get stuck into it straight away because they're obviously up for best indie. And I asked them if they fancied their chances of winning. We're up against Arctic Monkeys.
We're performing, so I think that goes in our favour.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I mean? It might be like, well, we're performing, so we might give it to them. Do you know what I mean?
like a pity award.
But maybe, I don't know, there's a lot of great people nominated, so who knows? Good to be here. It feels like, because we never think we're going to win, so because we're performing, it kind of gives us a bit of purpose to be here. Kind of, not in a bad way, we kind of sometimes feel...
Away from Stockport, yeah, out of place, don't
sometimes
we?
Out of our depth, but
because
you
don't have Greg's on the menu, so... Goatsy's phone's been a menu on these things before, we weren't too impressed.
It's good to hear that they've still got the feet on the ground, isn't it?
Exactly, and I think they're right as well, do you know what I mean? There's no point in lying about this pussyfooting around. Let's face it, if you turn up on the night, you're definitely in with a shout.
Absolutely.
And we know Arctic Monkeys aren't here.
Yes.
So there you go. Now, I had also heard a rumour earlier on this week that Blossoms had been working on new material, so I had to ask them about that.
We've written and demoed like 2 albums worth of songs, so if we don't get anything out, we're lazy. Get into Mark Ronson's ear tonight. We need a producer, so...
I reckon I'll have like a few beers and probably walk over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a demo out on the phone and go,
listen,
please,
Mark,
have a listen to it.
No, they'll be like, please leave us alone. I'm like, sorry, mate.
It's a good, honest, strong Northern Worth ethic.
Exactly. Stockport's finest. We're looking forward to them. They're going to be on stage around 9 o'clock tonight. They're performing, and fingers crossed,
yes,
they win that award. But also here tonight, Stereophonics, and the whole band came along to the little blue room we've got behind the sort of main stage, if you like, at the awards. And they came down and we had a little chat. And I think there was a lot to talk about with them. But I kicked off with Chaos from the Top Down, obviously, because it was a standalone single, and there's been no details as yet on new material. So I asked them straight up, is there going to be an album this year?
I wanted to quickly mention Chaos from the Top Down, because it was a standalone single, new bit of music. Is there an album coming?
Not that song's not going to be on the album, but yeah, we've written the album, and we start recording there next week, actually. The 18th of March we start recording.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I'll probably be out... And we've got a bunch of gigs throughout the summer, so it'll probably be out the last part of the year, I guess, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And Performance and Cocktails?
Yeah.
Turns 20?
He does, well, next week, yeah.
And everyone's still looking pretty good.
We're looking all right, yeah.
We look wicked.
Yeah. Is it like having kids? Can you have a favourite album?
You can have a favourite album, but you're not allowed to say it because the kids get upset.
Okay.
Yeah. Performance Cocktails was one of them, though. But it was a good time. It was a good time for music generally, wasn't it? I mean, I think the word gets around in Performance Cocktails, you know, that late part of the 90s, it was very vibrant guitar music kind of scene going on.
Of course, this week as well, we had the sad news that Keith Finn from the project passed away. Did you guys ever hang out with them? Were you ever on tour and doing stuff with them?
Yeah, we did lots of festivals with the Prodigy, and... I remember being on the side of the stage watching Keith not many years ago, actually. And in between the songs, he would come over and have a chat with us. So he'd be on there doing all that stuff, and then he'd come over and chat with us, then go back out. And Richard had quite a bit of time with him.
Yeah, I used to ride like the track days on motorbikes, so I bumped into him.
Yeah, because he was big in the motorsport world as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a lovely guy. Yeah.
Well, Roll Up and Shine, actually, the first track on Performance and Cocktails was very much inspired by The Prodigy. Because that was, you know... Fat the Land was out when Word Gets Around was in the charts the same week, so that was very much inspired by that, yeah.
Some lovely words there about Keith then from the Stereophonics, and some very exciting news about the new album. Watch this space.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
So many people on Twitter are ecstatic to hear the news that Blossoms have won the Global Award for Best Indie tonight. Those awards are happening right now. Shout out to Jonathan Wood. He says, well deserved, lads. Kevin Mealy on Twitter, this is brilliant. Oasis, yes, lads. So much love coming in for them. This is the moment where our very own Johnny Vaughan and Chris Moyles gave out the prize to the lads.
Hello, London, UK.
Yes.
The eye candy is here. Drink us in.
That's it. We're the reason Little Mix are really here tonight. You know, looking around the room tonight, Johnny, there are so many stars and so many different styles of musical genre, and it's nice that everybody's here. I look around the room and there's pop and there's rap and hip-hop and classical and rock and indie, and they're all here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because they share
one love
for the one same thing.
One love, and that love is
publicity!
I thought that would go better.
So did I.
I really did. We'd have to look at that.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a good lineup. It's a great
lineup.
This
is the big moment. How do we build suspense?
All right. Let's find out who the winner of Best Indie is. Johnny Vaughan, please. Here's
Moisey, I haven't got my glasses. You're going to have to...
Oh, sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Blossom!
Blossom!
It's Josh's birthday today, so let's say happy birthday to Josh. 68 today.
Done all right, aren't I, really?
Yeah, we weren't expecting to win, so I've nothing planned. Big shout out to Conrad and Dave, SJM, Global, Radio X, and this is the first thing I've won since best hair in my last year at school, so nice one.
Cheers.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Here's what Blossoms had to say when they won that first prize.
What was it like up there winning the award?
Anxious. Very.
Really?
Yeah, Mark Ronson just staring down at me, do you know what I mean? I was like...
I liked it.
Yeah?
I was a bit like, meh.
Did you actually go and speak to him yet or not?
No. I've decided if I down two bevs and go over in a minute.
You clapped after we finished. So
get the demos up on my phone and put it on his ear like, come on, produce us.
Well, my mum always said, if you don't ask, you don't get. Right?
That's true.
You know? He's a nice guy. Have you met him before? You've never met him before.
No, do you know what? We walked past him.
We said hello to him at Festival Number 6.
Right.
Yeah, he was eating pizza when he came.
3 years ago.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else you'd have in mind to work with for a new album? If Ronnie says no?
Kate Garraway.
No. I think whoever we go with, it'll still be good.
Yeah.
Well said, Miles.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice to say. Right.
Music's always the winner.
I'm going to set you this challenge, right? Between now and the end of the after party, you've got to go and just say hello to him and ask him.
That's only 15 minutes for me.
You know, half an hour. You can't leave without speaking to Ronson. You've got to speak to Ronson.
All right.
All right, guys, before you go, I just need one favour. I need you to sum up the Global Awards in one word.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I was going to say that.
It was meant to be.
Blow my head. Yeah. There we go.
Blossoms, everybody.
Cheers, guys.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I couldn't have said it better myself. I am out of here. I've been George Godfrey. This has been The Evening Show, and I'm leaving you with such a treat right now. Two tracks live from Blossoms at the Global Awards 2019 with very.co.uk. I will see you in a bit.